After decades of stocking and conservation efforts, scientists say Lake Champlain's wild lake trout population is healthy and ready for humans to step aside and let it sustain itself on its own. As Vermont Public's Abigail Giles reports, scientists aren't sure why the fish are back.
On a research vessel in the middle of Lake Champlain, a crew of scientists in foul weather gear untangle a big fishing net. They're about to drop it into the depths of the lake.
Yeah, your position, Dave?
That's Vermont Fish and Wildlife biologist Bernie Pienka. The crew is looking for young, wild lake trout. They're using a trawling net, like the kind commercial fishing boats work with. The trawling goes a bit like this. First, the crew begins to lower the net into the water from a boom at the boat's stern.
200, 225.
Two metal weights make the net sink more than 100 feet to the lake bottom, where the boat drags it along.
We got a shopping cart once.
After some time, the crew haul the net back up and onto the boat and dump the catch onto a laboratory table in the middle of the deck. From here, they count each fish by species, measuring their length and, if it's a lake trout, whether it's stocked or wild.
No clip. 229.
The trip is part of Vermont Fish and Wildlife's annual survey of the lake trout population. Historically, the data has been used to help scientists from Vermont, New York, and the federal government decide how many hatchery fish to stock in the lake. Pienka holds up two small lake trout, one with a clipped fin and the other without.
So like this one is actually the adipose fin has been clipped, where this fish of similar size, the adipose is there, all the other fins are intact and complete. So that's a wild fish.
Pienka says when he started doing this work several decades ago, he hardly saw any wild fish. But there was also a time, long before that, when wild lake trout populations thrived in Lake Champlain. Alan Marsden is a fisheries biologist at the University of Vermont who has studied the fish for decades. She says in the early 1800s, Jesuit priests and other naturalists journaled about finding Lake Champlain full of lake trout. But then things changed.
The populations of lake trout collapsed by 1900, and the historic record said, yep, they were abundant, we fished for them, and at some point they said, they've gone. And it's a mystery still.
Marsden says no one really knows what happened to the fish. Scientists thought it might have been sea lamprey, or a tiny invasive fish called alewife. But Marsden says none of those theories fully explain the fish's collapse or why it took so long for them to come back. And after decades of stocking, to the tune of about 80,000 fish a year, things started to change. Wild lake trout are increasingly surpassing their stocked counterparts in the lake's population.
We're now getting to a point where they're more than 50% of the population out there.
Scientists know the fish are spawning on their own because they set egg traps and scuba dived to look for eggs and yearling trout on the lake's reefs and breakwalls. Surveys like the one Pienka's crew does show those baby fish are making it into the adult population. Still, Marsden says it's a tenuous situation because scientists don't really know why the wild fish are suddenly thriving again.
What if we don't understand how this happened and something bad happened again? We've got to watch them like a hawk.
She says it's a bit nerve-wracking to stop stocking, and she knows it might be unpopular with anglers. But she says not stocking will protect the lake's food web and make for better fishing in the future.
Lake trout live for 25 to 30 years in this lake. When you put one in, you can't get it back. Oversupplying or overstocking the predator population is a big concern because we could crash the forage base, the smelt, the alewife, the sculpins that are feeding these fish.
Marsden says humans won't be totally walking away from the lake trout. They'll continue to keep close tabs on their population through annual surveys, like the one Pienka's crew does. It's even more important now as lake trout face a warmer and more tenuous future, thanks to human-caused climate.
This is a cold water fish, so this global warming has not got so bad that it cannot survive in the deep waters of Lake Champlain. We've been able to restore a native species. That's just superb news.
And while their future may be uncertain, Marsden says the fact that they're back shows there is still time to protect more species like them. For Vermont Public, I'm Abigail Giles.